Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Southwest winds here at the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette at about 5 miles per hour, expecting about a 20% chance of isolated showers this afternoon. Increasing clouds overnight, winds from the shifting to the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy skies gradually becoming sunny with a high of 67 degrees and a north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We start the hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me by telephone, safely distanced from across the campus, is Kayla Hebert. She is the Special Events Coordinator for Alumni Affairs and the Alumni Association, here to talk about the spring gala, the gala, the event that so many of us have come to love, that happens in the spring here at UL. But, you know, things have been a little different this year, and so everybody's trying to work as effectively as they can online and still honor people and still help to support these organizations here on campus. So, Kayla, maybe if you could start off, we'll be talking about your online auction later, but if you could start off telling us about the gala and what the purpose of this gala is.
Absolutely. So our spring gala has been the annual event anticipated by university and community supporters every year since it started in 1997. And hosting this event is one of the highlights of the year for the UL Lafayette Alumni Association. All the proceeds that are raised during the event will continue to benefit engagement initiatives and facility improvements for the Alumni Center.
And you have one of the things people love about that event, of course, where it takes place when it's live, but the people that you honor, that's always so special.
Yep. So this year, our honorees are Bill and Betty Lowry and their family. We're recognizing them for all of their continuous dedication and enduring pride in the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and for our community.
Now, do the honorees usually have some connection? Did most of them attend UL, or are some of them honored because of their just general support for the university? How do you choose these people?
So it's usually a mixture of both, but we were really lucky to have Miss Betty and Mr. Bill as alumni of the university. Miss Betty was actually a Red Jacket while she was here, and Mr. Bill played for the football team. And I believe all of the Lowry children have come to UL as well.
Ah. Do you have, off the top of your head, what years they graduated, the parents?
I know Miss Betty was here, I think, in the 50s. I want to say she graduated maybe 52 or 54. Mm-hmm. So they're very seasoned.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure their names are on the Walk of Honor.
Oh, absolutely.
I know people enjoy going down that walk and looking at people who graduated decades ago and just thinking about, you know, how much the university meant to each one of those people. So what a special honor for them. And anyone who's on your social media, of course, has been seeing really nice photographs of the family. You all are really good about sharing, you know, information and photographs on your social media of the family. Have you gotten some response to that?
We have. So a lot of people didn't realize how involved the Lowrys really were. And so I think some of those throwback pictures of all their decorations that they've done for us every year for Paint the Town Red, especially with homecoming coming up, we kind of get a dual promotion there. So kind of showcases some of the talent that they have over there at Lowry.
Right. So tell us about how this is all going to work virtually. I mean, calling it the spring gala, you know, but it's fall. And so, you know, some festivals and events have gone completely virtual. How is this? How can people participate? Are you going to have an event online, or is the online auction the only part? How can people participate in this event?
Absolutely. So the online auction is going to be the only physical fundraising effort that we'll have this year. Due to all the COVID regulations and everything, we tried to see what our options would be with having some type of an in-person event. But for everyone's safety and just kind of where we are right now, we decided the best route to go would be just the online auction. So to highlight the family, we decided to do all of the social media publications for them. We also have a few videos that are a little more heartfelt and touching going out today and tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. But the bulk of the gala this year is going to be focused on the fundraising efforts through the online auction, on top of everything that we've done to highlight the family as well.
if people want to see those videos, what should they be on? Instagram, Facebook? What's the best social media?
So I think Facebook would probably be the best avenue to be able to view them in the highest quality. But I know that our social media team has been posting on all three of our platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And what is that, the under Alumni Association or Spring Gala? What do they look for?
Yes, so it's under our Alumni Association main Facebook page.
All right, so look for the UL Lafayette Alumni Association Facebook page or any of their other social media, and you can see information about the Lowrys and their whole family and then these videos that are coming out to celebrate their support for UL. So the way that people can interact, the physical interaction, will be this online auction. And I know you all work very hard to get special items in the community for that auction. I'm sure this year is no different.
Right. So this year we were actually really lucky. Miss Betty made a hand-stitched quilt of all the homecoming shirts that we've had over the past couple of years. So that's been a really hot item. We've also had a specialty-made Raging Cajun's custom fire pit that's been really popular. And then one of Miss Betty's best friends, Miss Corinne, who was also a Red Jacket with her, created a downtown Natchez experience for us with a bunch of goodies and some hop-on, hop-off tours and some overnight stays. And so that one has been really popular as well. So we have artwork, we have jewelry, we have experiences. There's an array of items in the online auction this year.
Well, I'm still thinking about that quilt.
that one's been very popular.
Yes, what a wonderful thing to have, and you know, especially if you're a UL alum or a supporter of the university, what a great item, and how special that the person you're honoring made that item. That's just
absolutely
lovely. So as you're saying that, I know there are going to be people who think, oh, I want to see that right now. Where can people see photographs of the items?
Absolutely. So they can go to alumni.louisiana.edu and search for Spring Gala, and that will bring them directly to a web page that will tell them all about the honoree as well as a direct link to the online auction page as well. And then once they get to the online auction page, they can just scroll down and it'll show them a brief picture of everything, of all the items with a name. And if they click on it, it'll tell them a little bit more information. And then if they find an item that they like, they can go up to the top right-hand corner and click Start Bidding, create an account, and then return back to the items and officially place a bid.
So it's very easy, very user-friendly.
Very easy. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Alumni.louisiana.edu. If you are just tuning in, my guest by telephone from the beautiful Alumni Association Center here on campus is Kayla Hebert. She's the Special Events Coordinator for Alumni Affairs and the Alumni Association. Here talking about their Spring Gala, honoring the Lowrys. All of the information and the celebration of the Lowrys' lives and support will be on their social media, but you can interact and help out the Alumni Association through this online auction, which is at their website, alumni.louisiana.edu. And so, Kayla, how are the Lowrys feeling about this honor? I would think that that's a very special thing for people.
Absolutely. So as we all know, the Lowrys are a very tight-knit family. So what we were able to do to make sure that they still got the recognition that they deserve as being an honoree, we actually had them come out to the Alumni Center a couple weeks ago and actually help us to highlight some of the packages and items that we were going to showcase this year. So they were all in. They were great at taking pictures. They did a couple video shots for us. So they're very excited, and they just wanted to, you know, make sure that we were able to do everything safe and get through this year with them as our honorees as well. I think they were really looking forward to the party, but, you know, we took the party online, so that worked well, too.
Well, all the photographs I've seen, they look so happy and just so glad to be supportive of the university and glad to be inspiring other people to support the university and the Alumni Association as well. So all those images and videos you're talking about, again, are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Anything else people should know about what's going on? Maybe we should say, is there a deadline for participating?
Yes, so because of all the recent impacts of Hurricane Delta, we decided to go ahead and extend it to Friday.
Okay.
So Friday at noon is when the online auction will cut off and officially be done. So you have until Friday at noon to get your bids in if you're interested. And we're really thankful for all of our donors that were able to supply us with items this year. And we're also very thankful for everyone and their support because, this year has been one of the toughest ones for everyone. And we just want to make sure that, we continue to honor those that have given so much to us.
Absolutely. Well, Kayla, thanks so much for taking a moment in your day to let us know more about the Alumni Association, about the Spring Gala, honoring the Lowrys, and, of course, your online auction. All that information can be found at alumni.louisiana.edu. Thanks so much, Kayla. And I know everyone's looking forward to when they can finally get back to the Alumni Association Center and enjoy the galas outdoors. But until then, we'll just keep supporting each other virtually.
Sounds good. Thank you all so much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Kayla.
It's 10 minutes past the hour. Judith will return in a few minutes with musician Wilson Savoy. This is Roger Bourdin, flute, Colette Lequin, viola, Annie Challen, harp, performing the sonata for flute, viola, and harp by Claude Debussy. Thank you.
Thank you.